We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Over 2 centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On the show today, a world of mayhem. It's a world of love. Love is in the air. It finally happened. The shoe dropped. The ring is on the finger. And Travis and some girl named Taylor are getting married. Oh, my gosh. I'm concerned she's a gold digger. I haven't heard of her. Don't know what she does. He's a famous football player and all. Anyway, of course, the world continues to react to the big news involving Travis and Taylor, something that happened actually 2 weeks ago. I have to give them kudos. That is a hell of a long time to keep a secret that big, because the world exploded yesterday. Meta says this morning that the Taylor and Travis announcement has shattered all social media records. There was 1 million reposts in 6 hours on Instagram alone. Absolutely earth-shattering, the biggest story of the year. Forget man landing on the moon, you know, insulin discovered, the world peace after World War II. No, it's Taylor and Travis. This is all about the memes, man. What the reaction? I mean, you've got the lots of hearts and lots of angel emojis and lots of, oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's so amazing. I can't believe. Cracker Barrel. We spent a lot of time talking about a restaurant that isn't even in Canada, but it's interesting. I'll tell you, it does have a local connection, because the interior design is very eclectic, lots of antiques, kind of like Crow's General Store that we have locally. And they changed the logo. They changed the design. Corporate walking it back this morning. It's just 7 days, 1 hour and 54 minutes until the kids are back at class. 1 week to go, so we're into the red zone. Your back to school countdown brought to you by Jacuzzi Hot Tub and Billiards. That is the Creasy brand locally, Manitoba. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. The brand and tent sale starts tomorrow. It's a no-tax savings event. Canada Inn's parking lot, 18th Street South, up to $8,000 off hot tubs and no tax, up to $10,000 off swim spas and no tax, 0% financing, massive savings. It's a no-tax sale. 4-person hot tubs starting at $7,900 or just $45 a month. Statistically, very close to the middle of the pack when you have the Riders versus the Bombers. That's why I love watching the game. Even me, myself, I mean, I was born and raised in Manitoba. I was a Bomber fan as a kid, but I did a 4-year tour of duty at Z99 in Regina at the radio station there. And they wrapped their arms around me, and I think it's a kind of like a disease. They haven't really let go. So while I still cheer for the Bombers when the Riders play the Bombers, it's one of those games where I just sit back and I don't really care. I have beers and eat food and go, yeah, let the best team win. I'm okay with either one. Yeah, I look forward to I love this weekend. This is going to be great. And then the Banjo Bowl, right? Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, of course, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. And as we mentioned, the Bombers will be there on Saturday. It's going to be kind of like a tailgate party. They've got souvenirs, and they'll have members of the Bomber Brigade there on their way to Regina for the Labor Day Classic. And don't forget, at Tim Hortons, the $8.99 dinner deal is from 5 until 11. And new to Tim Hortons, this has got a lot of people excited. It's the new Tim Hortons Protein Lattes. This is a new product that is going to get you basically a chicken breast with your coffee. This is pretty amazing. Protein lattes made with high protein, and you can get like 17 to 20 grams of protein per medium latte. This is going to be great when I get on the Ozempic, because, you know, they're saying you can't really eat a whole lot, but you need to keep up your protein. The reality is that protein is the hottest thing going, right? I mean, you need it for building blocks of life. Special good morning to the crew over at Murray's. Was over to see them yesterday. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. It's a busy place, but they've always got time for you. Get that oil change. Get those fluids ready for back to school next week. And again, they make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil change. Quick service with a purpose at Murray Certified Service Express. Not so much hail this year in southwestern Manitoba, but here's the thing. If you know of some folks in other areas hit by hail and there's been delays and log jams, they're having a hard time getting processed and getting good service for their vehicle to make it like it never even happened, make sure you share your valuable information about Auto Fashion, one of our great sponsors on the show. Auto Fashion does paintless dent repair, MPI and SGI accredited. They do window tinting, ceramic coating, paint protection, headlight restoration, everything for your vehicle. AutoFashion.ca. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North, just behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Your car deserves the best.
I am so happy. I am years. Like, I've been waiting for years for her to find the right guy.
Swifties everywhere are rejoicing. The It Girl of Music is getting married to the It Boy of Sports.
We approve of him. Very much so.
He's not a phase. He's a man. He can be there to support her through everything.
What does that mean? He's a man. I'm offended. Like, what does that even mean? Can somebody explain that to me? Can somebody break that down for? He's a man.
Support her through everything.
The way he looks at her, it's like, yeah, you can just.
It's like watching a love story.
Yeah. News. Even the president appreciates, despite having bad blood with Taylor in the past.
I think he's a great guy, and I think that she's a terrific person. So I wish
a kiss of death.
And he's not the only unexpected person to react. With Governor Dan McKee tweeting, Rhode Island has some of the best wedding venues. Just saying.
Hopefully, maybe they come to Rhode Island to celebrate and we can see them up close.
With her historic mansion in Watch Hill, Swifties are hopeful wedding bells could ring throughout the Ocean State.
I'd love for that. Yes. It's such a beautiful location.
Yes.
Now, the two have been together since 2023, and while no wedding details have been released, Rhode Islanders all seem to agree that there is a blank space open should they want it.
Oh, my God. The play on words. It just doesn't stop. It's a love story. Just say yes. Where were you when the news came down? Where were you when the world stopped turning? Will it be something you remember for the rest of your life? It should be. This is a CBS News reporter. She's getting ready for her live hit in front of the White House. And as many reporters do, they're on their phone getting some last-minute notes, some last-minute direction from a studio director getting ready for their live hit, undoubtedly ready to talk about the U.S. president and the dumpster fire that is going on around them. And then all of a sudden, as she's getting ready for her hit, the news about the romance of the millennia comes in on her phone. Watch this.
Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. This, come back to me. She just posted it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God, it's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I feel like Paul Revere right now. Like, this is a very exciting moment for me in my professional career because I get to announce that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. As you're talking to Joe Lang, our lovely producer Gabby Ake texted me and said, Taylor Swift's engaged, and you can see it right there on her social media. She put it up in that post that they got engaged with the caption, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married, with a little dynamite sign there. So very exciting here that we get to break that and tell you about that.
All right, Swifties for life. I have a feeling, though, based on his prior statements, the president will not be having a Taylor Swift wedding in the ballroom. Hopefully that can shift and change.
Ah, he had nice things to say. Doesn't matter anyway. The reaction is why we're here. We're here for the oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. How many times did she say? She had 6 oh my gods, 5 she put it on Instagram. And I don't understand the gym teacher and the English teacher. And maybe it's because I'm scarred, because we had a drama teacher run our country. And I'm thinking, you know, my back goes up. It's like, what the hell is going on here? What is happening with these teachers? What does this even mean? Is that a reference to one of her songs? Teacher Love? I don't know. She is talking to her Swifties on a completely different level. She's operating in a different alternate universe where she's able to say your gym teacher and your English teacher are getting married. Is that, when I think about my English teacher marrying my gym teacher, this is the face I make. No. What is happening? I like Tracy Rogers emoji. It's like, oh God. Oh God. Wow, there's no getting around it. This went down. This is meetings held online everywhere.
It's important, but I do want to just take a second to come back to Taylor Swift getting engaged 10 minutes ago. Did everyone see that? I just feel like really emotional that she finally found her person. Sorry. Yeah, we can get back to the key risk indicators. The rock on her finger. She deserves it. She deserves it, just like you deserve this promotion. Brian, I am so proud of you. It's a love story, baby, just say yes. And she did. She said yes. It's like you build this relationship with someone who you've never even met, and you're brought to tears over her happiness. Yeah. You were saying, did I finish my compliance training when the biggest union of two individuals is about to occur in history? No, I haven't gotten to it yet.
No work is getting done. Take the rest of the day off. Take the rest of the day off. When you put your television on, if you have traditional cable, ladies and gentlemen, the cable guide will just all say Taylor and Travis. Taylor and Travis. Arts and entertainment. TSN was all over this. ESPN, because they've got the sports lane, they've got the entertainment lane, they've got the Hallmark Channel lane, they've got all the lanes, home improvement lanes, because, you know, they both are homeowners, they like to do renovations, the Cooking Channel, she likes to play in the kitchen, so Cooking Channel will have it on. Everybody's going to have it on. Every channel. Maybe I should ask AI. You know what I am, because I'm confused. Gym teacher, English teacher. The hell is that about? She was leaning into a playful metaphor. Okay. But yes, this is for her fans. Okay, so we're pulling back the curtain. We're pulling back the Taylor curtain here. English teacher refers to how Swifties affectionately view Taylor Swift as an English teacher. I had no idea. Someone who enriches their lives with poetic lyrics and warm, inspiring presence. It's become a reoccurring analogy in Swiftie fandom that she's the English teacher. And the gym teacher is the nod to Travis Kelce's iconic role as an elite NFL athlete. By calling themselves these roles, Taylor and Travis are leaning into a fun high school style romance trope. It's also a wink back at memes fans have shared describing their dynamic as the gym teacher and the English teacher. So in short, it's a lighthearted way of saying they're a perfect match. One who is a literary genius, one who is an athletic superstar.
Oh, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Oh, my God.
Holy jeez. Holy jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Hey, cue the memes. Oh, we got some fun stuff. Have you ever received a standing ovation around the barbecue? You will. When you show up with buns from Kuiper's Family Bakery, or if you're going to a barbecue, bring a sleeve or two of Monster cookies. And, of course, they've got all your sweet and savory favorites in store. Garlic toast to go with the steak. They've got tray buns if you're looking at making some delightful sandwiches or sliders. Perfect sliders. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner next to Tasty's. EPLA office, as construction continues, their expansion. Remember, they are your headquarters for real estate, corporate, and estate law. They are legal experts helping to break things down, make it nice and easy to understand. Super important when you're assigning important papers. Keep them in mind should you need some legal assistance. EPLA office is at 642 18th Street, Uniday, across from RBC. And we've got just a couple of days left until Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. It's coming up on Friday, and that means there's going to be extra special deals in store to say thank you. Now, they appreciate their customers 365 days of the year, but on Customer Appreciation Day, the specials get a little bit sweeter. They've got draws that go on in store. They've got samples for you to try. And it's all happening at 1314 Richmond Avenue with Randy and Michelle and their family, their fun family-run team offering Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, clean beauty, local products, sugar-free, gluten-free. It's a huge assortment of products, and they would love to see you on Customer Appreciation Day. It's a fun time to be in the store, again, over on Richmond Avenue. What's interesting is the online speculation, the dynamic between these two. And quite honestly, I am very curious to see how this unfolds in today's political climate. As MJ alludes to, apparently they got engaged 2 weeks ago. That has been confirmed by his dad. Also confirmed, he asked Taylor Swift's parents for permission before he popped the question. That is getting mixed reaction online. That's very traditional. Some fans going, we're so glad that she found a good man to marry. A traditional man. There are some in the LGBTQ plus community who are very disappointed. Some refuse to believe this actually happened. I know it seems odd, but many were secretly hoping that Taylor Swift was in fact part of their community. Now, that because she has a massive following in the LGBTQ plus community. And so a lot of people have taken to social media saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is fake. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I thought she was one of us. This is obviously a big issue now. Not for all, just for some. It's not like she's going to lose all those fans. And then you've got folks like me sitting back with our box of popcorn because Taylor is a pretty progressive singer. She has progressive views. It's widely accepted. Who will come to whose side? Travis is very traditional in his values. Many would say that this couple are a reflection of what we are seeing in modern society. According to a recent survey, most men in 2025, not all, but most, identify with conservative and traditional leaning views. While on the flip side, most women, not all, but most women lean on the progressive side of political views. So because their relationship is happening in such a public way, this is going to be very interesting to watch. Speculation, consternation, adjudication through the lens of 2025 modern society, which has got to make this interesting. Margaret has posted a bunch of pukey emojis. Barb says, I am so here for this. I love them both. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji. Paul says, this is going to change my life. How? Paul's grumpy. I have to explain to Paul that, again, in the dumpster fire of life, of which we all live now, this is a welcome distraction. Samara says, I know we aren't totally surprised by this, but this is so hella cute. I love it. Apparently, MJ says the Walmart section of back to school was like Christmas on Saturday. Freaking crazy. I tried to warn you. Pebble says she's just happy that the kids have to pay a fee and the school supplies are supplied. Well, you're at one of the lucky schools. You're so lucky. They do have to buy like the Kleenex and the runners and the water bottle and stuff. However, Rhonda says, I just love seeing people happy. Lynn is like, this is so fantastic. I love this news. Congratulations to them both. Barb says, I am so happy for them. This is so awesome. Ramona just like types in a bunch of heart emojis. Cracker Barrel. They made too much change too fast. Speaking of tradition. And there was huge backlash on this. People didn't want the logo change. They didn't want the interior change. They didn't want change. It's the quintessential putting the toothpaste back in the tube. It's the Coke of the 80s. The new Coke didn't do too good. So quick, introduce Coke Classic. Cracker Barrel tweets, we thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen and we have. Our new logo is going away and the old timer will remain. Are the antiques back in the store? I certainly hope so, because I think the only thing they didn't change was the food. The giant liquidation sale continues at Leon's. They had to close the store for 2 whole days. They had to enlist the help of all staff to mark down everything in the store. But time is ticking. And again, the sale just started. We're barely a week in. So selection is still awesome at 3635 Victoria Avenue. But your time is limited for the giant liquidation sale happening at Leon's Furniture Superstore, leons.ca. At the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, they have got a live entertainment happening for the long weekend at Buffalo Bar, not to mention some exciting things happening throughout the month of September. We've got one rib night left, right? Don't we? Or no, tonight is it. Oh my God. It's the last Wednesday of the summer. 27th, that's tonight. Holy cow. $20 rack of ribs. You got to call the Elkhorn, though, to get in on this. Half rack, $15. It all wraps up. Biggest thing of the summer up there was rib night at the Elkhorn. And at the end of September, watch for the comedy invasion. They've got three big comedians coming to the Elkhorn to play there on that, I believe that's a Saturday. It is a Saturday, the 27th. Also, Zumba, Zubini for kids, yoga, Pilates, paint nights, and more. Go to elkhornresort.mb.ca. And at the Skydancer Casino, getting set for a big Halloween party with Hairball, the greatest rock and roll tribute band in America, in full costume, makes a stop at the Skydancer for Halloween. Perfect Halloween party on the 31st. Not to mention Tracy Byrd, the legendary country superstar, will also be performing Saturday, November the 15th. They've got world-class entertainment, food, and fun. They are the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Skydancercasino.com. The hell do you call them? Is this a Canadian versus American thing? What do you call the drinks that you've got in your cooler this long weekend? Pops? Sodas?
Drink. I'm a beer guy, all right? And I love beer. Sam Adams beer is one of the best.
Oh, this is different states.
Fizzy soft drink soda.
I would call a fizzy soft drink soda. In Virginia, we call it soda.
Soda. There's no pop. It's just soda.
People in New Hampshire call a bubbly soft drink a soda.
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 Soda pop or pop?
It is called pop. Nothing else, nothing more. It is pop.
Definitely soda. Pop. Soda, not pops. Pops is, no. That's my grandfather. Pops.
People in Oregon call a fizzy soft drink pop.
Pop. It's a pop with an op.
A pop.
Yeah.
Pap.
We call a fizzy soft drink
pap,
a pop.
Pop.
I know some people say like pop, but that's my old man. Like a soda.
I think it's soda.
In Florida, we call soda soda.
Soda. Soda. People in Utah call it a soda.
Soda.
Soda is a common word to be used now.
So a fizzy soft drink would be a soda pop or a soda.
Soda pop. Pop.
In Indiana, we call a fizzy soft drink soda pop.
I think everywhere else in the state, except for Milwaukee, calls it pop. Milwaukee, this tiny, tiny little corner of the southeast part of Wisconsin, calls it soda.
Most people in Maine call a bubbly soft drink pop.
Pop.
Pop?
A pop.
Where I'm from, PG County, we call them pops.
Coke. Everything is Coke. It's never considered pop. It's always Coke. Grab in Alabama, Coke. Any fizzy soft drink is a Coke.
We call all soft drinks Coke, no matter what brand they are.
Wow.
People in Arkansas call a fizzy soft drink a Coke. It's a Coke. All of it. It doesn't matter what it is.
I'd call a fizzy soft drink a pop.
Pop.
People from Mississippi call it a soda.
In South Carolina, we call it pop.
People in Louisiana call it a pop or a Coke.
When you go to a restaurant and they ask you...
What if you want a root beer? You call it a Coke?
What kind of Coke do you have? And then they say what kind they have, and then you order which kind you want.
Georgia, I get. Isn't Georgia the home of Coca-Cola? So, but I mean, most of the southern U.S. calls soft drinks a Coke. Get me a Coke. What if it's a root beer? What if it's like a 7-Up? Quentin says pop. Pebble says, always call it Coke. I call it mix. Angela calls it pop. Nick is in for pop. Pop for Dina. Jeff is pop. Tiffany's pop. Ashley says Coke. Megan is pop. So there are some Cokers. There, Coke or pop. I'll have a Coke. I'll have a pop. But no soda, no soft drink, which I find interesting because there are some Canadian differences. While soda is predominantly an American term, soda is often used, go figure, in Alberta and Saskatchewan as well. It is not predominant in Alberta and Saskatchewan. However, number one for the West is pop. Followed by soda pop. Ontario is a solid pop, though. So Ontario is Canada. Canada is Ontario. So we can safely say that pop is Canadian. Because Quebec says boisson gazeuse. Boisson gazeuse. Which means carbonated drink. But then they use soft drink. The English people in Quebec say soft drink. Atlantic Canada is split. 55% say pop, 45% say soft drink. And in Northern Canada, pop and soda pop. But pop is the majority at 90%. So while soda is rare, it is used mainly in Western Canada. Pop is number one. Coke is also used to describe a drink with bubbles in it. Sunrise Credit Union, you have just a few days left to tap and win $1,000 with your Sunrise Credit Union member card. The tap into your local summer contest goes till the 31st. And, of course, they've got their Sunrise Credit Union Ag Loan and Ag Mortgage Contest, which gives you a chance to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards until October. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. And while you're there, take a look at the blog post they just made yesterday involving getting ready for winter travel, getting your money switched over, making sure you've got the right amount of currency, the proper currency. There is some time involved with that. And again, some valuable information on the blog at sunrisecu.mb.ca. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you go in the main showroom over at 1500 Richmond Avenue, they've got them all lined up there. You can take a look at the beautiful Silverado. Oh my God, this truck is massive. And you pop the front of it, no engine. It is pretty amazing to look at. The Equinox is equally impressive. They've got them there for you. You can save big on fuel, take advantage of tax incentives, virtually no maintenance involved. And, man, they are something to behold. Go check it out. Showroom at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. Farewell, Sunseekers. Thanks for being part of the show today. We'll see you tomorrow for a Thirsty Thursday.
Thanks for listening.
For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.